With Real manager Niall McGuinness looking ahead to this weekend, Stafford Black Welsh Premier League clash against Cardiff Met in the Capital on Sunday. First off, start off with looking back perhaps to Tuesday night and the Nathaniel MG League Cup defeat to Connors Quay. Some positives from the second half?
Yeah, definitely. We played some really nice football. We struggled a little bit first half to match them physically. I think it's some of it to mentality with the lads, I think, because they know the sort of standard Connors Quay are at, and that they've got some really experienced players. But as we sort of built into the game and did what we wanted to do and focused on what we wanted, I thought we matched them and did really well, and it was a really positive performance second half. And I look back, and we spoke about it, that we've lost the game to a mistake of our own and a soft penalty, so we can't beat ourselves up too much about it. We're still a new team, we said this, so we've got to learn from these type of games. But no, we're developing nicely, I feel.
A slightly different midfield, Dan Collins and KP in midfield. We're struggling with midfield, a few out injured, a few out suspended. It's a bit of a problem area probably at the moment.
Yeah, massively. Obviously the biggest one was losing Jack Abraham pre-season and Mike Walsh pre-season. So the two big centre mids there gone. Alex Jones with a suspension for me that he shouldn't have, and then Aaron Simpson with a suspension he shouldn't have as well, so it is difficult. But I thought KP and Dan did really well considering the team we were up against. I thought they were decent in there. I know James Bell's back for this weekend, who's vitally important to what we do, and obviously Raheem Newton as well. So no, I think hopefully we can get that right over the next couple of weeks.
And looking ahead to Sunday's clash against Cardiff Met, we played them earlier on the season. It was a 1-0 win with the late Rob Hughes goal. Since then, Cardiff Met seemed to be picking up the points, and with the exception of the Kevin Drewes match, winning matches by the odd goal.
Yeah, they're a good side. I say this about everyone because I don't think there's a weak team in the league. It's all about how you turn up on the day. If you're good on the day and you outplay your opposition, you tend to win the game, and that's how the league is. But no, we expect a tough challenge, but I do believe we can go there and we can deliver what we want. I think we've got enough talent in our team to beat teams in this league, and we're hoping we can make a turnaround, but we're not expecting an easy test. These are a good side. They've got a good model. I know Christian from the A-licence, and good model, good coach, and I expect it to be a tough challenge come Sunday.
And before we head off down to Cardiff for the match this morning, looking at some of the academy players playing for Ill, just demonstrate the football club, it's not just about the first team, it's about the whole youth structure at the club and developing players for the future.
Yeah, definitely. It's where I started. I'm massive about these, and coming to watch the little ones on a Saturday morning, I really enjoy it. And I've just watched this morning, some of the talent that's in here is unbelievable, and I expect them obviously to go and play at higher levels at the moment while they're still young. But if we can keep the majority of this base from what we've got, I think we've got a strong first team in the next 10 years through the academy. I don't think we'd have to go out and sign players from what I'm seeing at the moment. So yeah, it's a bright future, and like I said, it's a football club. We're passionate about what we do, but it's about everyone. It's about the community, the town and the locals getting together. And players, we've got players that travel from Liverpool in our academy and travel from sort of Chester way and things like that, so it shows that the guys that are out there, the coaches and stuff, and they're doing a fantastic job, and we've just got to keep moving forward, not just as a first team but as a whole football club.
It must be encouraging for these kids to see people like Ewan Murray and Kai Wallace making the debuts as well for Ill this season.
Yeah, massive, because they were playing on the same field last season on Ford Irwin. It's a standard council pitch which they were playing on last year, and the young'uns come and watch them, and everyone knows everyone in the academy, and yeah, to see them come on for the first team, that it must be a massive massive confidence and motivational goal for the little'uns to achieve. And like I've said all along, if I don't care how old you are, if you're good enough and you've got the ability to perform and you understand what we want from you, then you'll get your opportunity.
Cheers, thanks Niall.
Thank you.